that's what a special relationship is. It's nothing but you forming relationships with other people that you feel like you don't have to go through your suffering by yourself. Now I don't have to go through my sadness by myself. Yeah, I had a hard day at work, but I got somebody to share it with. See, I'm forming relationships in which I can share my suffering with someone. Now, I know that you know, I said, no, I know that phone relationship, so I can share my joy. Okay, that's all right.
That's okay. Good thought. Keep going. But just know, now let's go deeper. You ready? Now he says, so he starts out by telling us how the fearful ego man uses relationships in which he just joins in the suffering, thinking it's going to lighten the suffering. Then he turns around and says, now let me tell you how the Holy Spirit of the loving man operates. He says, now the capacity to empathize is very useful when it's left to the Holy Spirit, which is your loving man, provided you let your loving man use it in its own way. So in other words, my capacity to empathize could be used by love, and love is going to use it differently from fear. Fear is trying to look for somebody to suffer with, but love, he says, is going to use it in a different way. He says, because the love in you, the God in you, is the part that doesn't understand suffering and would have you teach that suffering is not understandable. So when love starts relating through you, then love's not going to relate through your ego to another person's ego. In other words, the love part of you doesn't join in the pain, because the love, the true part of you understands that you don't heal somebody's pain by a delusional attempt to enter into their pain with them, and somehow you feel like you're lightening their pain by your, like you said, you feel like you're lightening your pain by sharing the delusion. You're suffering, and if I suffer with you, somehow you're suffering less. That's like me saying, if I have my hand on a hot stove and it's hurting like hell, if you put yours on a hot stove too, mine hurt less. Everybody follow this? So if you love a person, then if your love is going, you're going to show them your love by not adding more suffering and fear to the suffering and fear that's already happening. That's how love to empathize. You hurting, then I'm going to not join in your suffering. I'm not going to join in your suffering, because I'm not going to add to your suffering, because I want to keep the idea in mind that you are not deprived of God's love, you are not deprived of the answer, you're not deprived of help, you are not alone. See, I'm here to keep that thought going. So I'm not going to join you in your thought, but that doesn't mean I'm going to correct you. It doesn't mean I'm going to correct you. It doesn't mean that I'm going to point out your errors and let you know what it is you need to fix. All right? Not joining in the suffering is not correcting. Okay? My remembering that you are deprived of nothing is sufficient. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Have you had the experience of knowing some people in your life that you don't really tell them what you're really going through because they make it worse than you do?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it's saying. That's exactly what it's saying. It's saying that if you want to have your problem healed, then you want to always connect with somebody who's not going to support it. You want to connect with somebody who's not going to add to the problem. Who's not going to add to it. Somebody's not going to join you in it. I'm trying my best to stop cigarettes, I'm trying to smoke, and you trying to stop smoking, so let's have a cigarette together. And don't go and stop smoking. How good is that? But that's what the course is saying. That's what we do. That's what the ego does. It thinks by joining in whatever it is that the person is in pain about, you're somehow going to lighten their load by saying you share it too. How do you feel about that?
Great.
Share with me why you feel great about that.
Because I don't have to take on anybody's stuff. You know, I got my own stuff. I don't want to take on anybody else's stuff.
Okay, all right. And
I'd rather spread love.
Thank you. Anybody else? How you feel about it, Debbie?
There are certain parts of the course that when I read them, I can actually hear my ego screaming.
What's it sound like?
And see, there was a time on your spiritual journey that we would have been seeing the one that went, ah! And we'd have seen the one that was sitting up there calmly saying, there's another one that's screaming. You see what I'm saying? She's like, she's describing herself that at another level of consciousness she used to express.
Oh, yeah.
You follow? That's how you know you are not your ego. Because now you're moving over to that part of your mind that recognizes you're not that screaming Debbie. But at the same time, you were conscious enough to know there was a screaming Debbie within you, and you didn't condemn that screaming Debbie. You didn't say one negative thing about that screaming Debbie, and so therefore you didn't join in the scream with the screaming Debbie. So screaming Debbie, check this out. So screaming Debbie, she doesn't exist. It's only the smiling Debbie that we see, which is proof of who won the challenge.
That one.
Stay calm and stay cool. Even when screaming Debbie is now in the gun to me.
I saw it! I saw it! I know it! I saw it! It's gonna get me! But Trinidad is cute though. That's how she gets by. And it was funny. I was out one night, it was like this really cool young lady was very, you know, attracted, obviously, and very open to me. And she was cool. We had a really cool conversation and everything. And she was like 33. And I'm 55. So that moment comes when you have to, like, tell them.
Yeah, she had no idea of my age because I don't act that way. I don't understand this age thing.
You know, it's like, I like to have a good time. I'll be loving and fun as I can possibly be, as long as I can possibly be. Anyway, so it makes you seem young. People can't really tell your age when you're a happy person. It's like the ultimate fountain of youth is not to be such a sad ass. Oh, cause that's not what it really holds. Sad ass. It's okay, there's a hell. I want to, head and move my bits, okay? All right, now. So, the moment came when I, said I was 55. And she looked at me, and she just was shocked. She was completely shocked. And she said what they always say to me. Guess what it is?
You don't look it.
And it doesn't matter. I don't care what the age be, 20 years old. Now I can say how old I am, they say. It doesn't matter. They can be 80. Because I like all of them. And it doesn't matter. If nothing ever matters with love, that's how you know. Somebody would have said my age matter. That speaks for itself. Let's say it was 6 or 7, then I get on my line, But I love myself too much. You don't have to worry about breaking the law when you love yourself.
Yeah.
That don't even come up. Because first of all, it will never occur to you to do anything to harm anybody because they're you. And you know everything that you're doing, you would be doing it to yourself. And so you really want to just get yourself safe in love. That's why I know the way I want to be with you. I know how I want to treat you because I know what's valuable. I know what I want.
Yeah.
I want to feel safe in this world. I want to feel peace. I want to feel surrounded by love. I want to be surrounded by minds that tell me that I'm deprived of nothing. I want to be around people who don't want to use me to imprison themselves and are glad to see me not make a sacrifice and to see us both being happy. I want to be around people who also want to let things be done for them that would make them happy. Then once you get clear about what you want, then you always know what to do in any situation. When you don't know what to do in any situation, it's because you don't know what you want. If you knew what you wanted, you know what to do. I don't want anything but peace with y'all, so I know what to do when I'm with you all. What?